Welcome back to another episode of Meme Wars.
Happy new meme. Happy new meme to you.
There you go. Happy new meme. It's been a minute.
It has been. What are we? We took a couple weeks off. We deserved a couple weeks off.
Yeah, man. You know, we work hard, and it's been it's been a year. Not that it was bad or anything, but 2023 was just kind of draining. At the end, I had nothing left to give.
Me neither.
I was done.
I mean, as I just mentioned, so, you know, in a week, I'm going to move back into my house from this rental house I'm in because the renovations will be done. But between the end of the year, the inflation, right, because it's expensive to renovate a house. It's not cheap, right? And then on top of what you expect to pay, which in LA is several hundred thousand dollars, then it's like all the stuff you have to buy on top of that. Right. You're like, oh, we need this and that. Oh, this doesn't fit. You're like, great. And then on top of that, you got 20% inflation on everything you buy. And I tell you, man, this has been like one of the most difficult, stressful, poor money, like look under the couch cushions times of my life. I can't wait for better times to be ahead, dude.
I believe it, man. I mean, prices are going to go down, so it's not like waiting would make it any better. But it's like with groceries, everything is just heightened, just enough to pinch you. I can't imagine people who kind of are paycheck to paycheck how they're surviving right now. I guess a lot of them just go into massive debt. I don't know, but
well, I used to not be paycheck to paycheck, and right now I am. With all the expenses, I am. It's like,
is? That's called Bidenomics. All right, Brian? Yeah,
exactly. I can't wait for some asshole libertarian or post-libertarian to tell me to stop being poor. It's going to come any minute now. But we're back. We're back. Happy New Year. 2024 is going to be a brand spanking new year. I've already got two client meetings set up next week. I'm good. It's all going to be well. Nice. Moving back at the house. Beautiful background. We'll be in this, whatever this is, this caverning, this echoing cavern, and a banner year for Lions of Liberty. Just to the moon.
Yeah, we were just talking pre-show. Brian's got his new setup coming. I just got a sit-stand desk for Christmas, so I'm going to set that up, and it'll reinvigorize. Is that a word? I don't know. It is
reinvigorized.
Now.
It is now, yeah. You're Trumping
so much more energy as I'm standing there instead of sitting like a lump as I podcast. But
what's going to be funny is as you're just exhausted all the time from standing. So when you eventually get to podcasting, you're going to be just slowly falling down out of camera view as your knees give out.
I might get one of those treadmill things I can walk on as I podcast. Like a lunatic.
Yeah. you'll be like oh my God, I'm blanking on the name of it. Oh my God, I'm blanking on Matt McKinley's podcast name. What's it called?
Burning Daylight.
Jesus Christ. I kept thinking moving daylight. I'm like, that's not it. Yeah, you'd like Burning Daylight, but instead of on the back of a horse, you'll just be on a treadmill like a nerd.
Yeah. That's an invention right there. Instead of the treadmill desks,
a horse
desk where you have a horse there that kind of bucks you around a little bit. And
you can have like a gyro that keeps your desk steady the whole time. Yeah. I like it. Well, there you go.
We'll bring it to there. And you asked for someone to, stop being poor. Why so poor?
There it is. There it is. I don't know. Over reliance on our marketplace, our corrupted marketplace that Bidenomics has ruined.
Yeah, I don't even like. I don't know what the title of this show. There's just so much going on right now. It feels like the news cycle. It's just insanity. You click on Twitter, it's like, ah, God. All the Epstein,
the
stuff.
The Miami alien. Oh,
Epstein. Yeah. What the heck is going on there, man? Like, what is that?
I swear to God, I don't know. The video, my wife was like, I was driving to the airport today because my wife's out of town this weekend. And she's like, have you heard of this Miami alien? And I'm like, no. So I click on it. I don't know. It doesn't seem like conclusive evidence of an alien to me, but there were a lot of cops there at a mall. What the fuck are 25 cop cars doing there?
That they're not sane. I mean, yeah. I don't. Did the alien stuff just came from people saying, oh, I saw an alien? Like, there's no like pictures or anything, right?
There's like a grainy video, which, by the way, there's a million cops there, all who supposedly would have, cameras on their chests. There's a million people around who've got, camera videos, and yet we have no video of this apparently 10-foot tall creature that's walking down the street, except this grainy thing where it's hard to tell what it is. I don't know. I don't believe it, man. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe that aliens have crashed on the planet. I don't believe if they're here, they're in communication with our government. I don't think they crash and walk through malls. Honestly, if you're a hyper advanced civilization, you're just too stupid not to crash into a mall and then walk around like a jerk off. I don't buy it. I don't believe it.
I was just on Mark's show, the Mark Claire show, former what? Lions of Who? Liberty compatriot. And I forget if it was in the main show or the after show, but yeah, we were talking about aliens, and I believe the aliens are some form of demons or some form of other beings. I don't think there's, I don't believe in aliens coming from other planets. I
think it's equally plausible to say, like, I don't believe in demons per se, but I can see in parallel dimensions. Like, for example, my story about how I lost my wheel locks for my car, that I looked everywhere for the wheel locks for my car. It gave me no short amount of consternation. And then as soon as I get the car back to the house, after going through all the wheel replacements, I open the trunk and the wheel locks are just sitting there in plain view. Parallel dimension is clearly where those wheel locks went, John.
Oh, yeah.
And they were brought back by demons, aka aliens, to mock me.
No, there's something there, because I had something almost exactly the same happen to me like 3 weeks ago, where I was about to pay a bill, sitting at my desk right here, about to write I rarely ever write checks. It was for a real estate transaction to pay a county recorder, so I had to write a check, have everything in front of me. I got up, came back, sat down. The bill was gone. Just gone. It wasn't like on the floor. I looked through my whole office. I looked downstairs. It's gone. Shows up 3 days ago, back in the envelope, like underneath a box. I'm like, what the? What is happening?
How would it get there?
How does this happen?
You didn't move it.
Doesn't make any sense.
All. It's gremlins. It's parallel dimension demons. It's things that fall in and out of space time. I'm convinced that that is a thing. But for aliens that we're talking about, maybe demons from another dimension. I do believe in aliens. The galaxies, the universe is too vast for there not to be other life out there. But like I was saying, astronomically small odds that they have found us. And if they had the capabilities to find us, I doubt they're crashing into malls and walking around.
Yeah, I was reading about something recently. I think it's called the Great Filter, or the Great Filtering, where it talks about why that probability is so low of life on another planet. First of all, existing. Second of all, finding us here. And then also just the such a low probability that even if there was a successful society or successful civilization of intelligent creatures, that they would just cause their own extinction, which is what they're saying is, as humans, we are probably going, you know, very quickly towards creating our own extinction with potentially things like AI and things like that. With like, is AI a great filtering event? Was the article.
But the AI will continue on. That's a product of our society. So really, we win. Humans win in the end. We found a way to live forever through our own destruction by AI robots.
Bunch of robots with human skin on. That's what it'll be.
Yeah. I mean, that's what most of the people I talk to in Los Angeles are anyway. Fucking leftist social robots with human skin on.
Yeah, we got a bunch of comments over here from Aristocrat King Yeti.
All from one guy. The rest of you start commenting.
And he says he believes that aliens are demons and UFOs are man-made. That's kind of where I am. I think a lot of these UFOs that are seen, it's just, you know, some sort of technology the government's working on, or the Chinese government's working on, or you know, some government that either the U.S. knows about or doesn't know about, but that's why they're, you know, not reporting it. And then what else did you say here? I'll just pull it up.
Way too long.
I remember the name of. Yeah, that's. I don't know. I don't know that either.
I would venture that both UFOs and demons are man-made, but I digress. Let's get to some
demons
real
life. Demons are man-made, but the
demons are man-made.
They're not. There's something else.
If you create something, maybe it's like, you know, you think it into being. demons are a convenient excuse for the reasons that people do the things they do, which are horrible things. So,
well, yeah, I think people, there's like a, especially, or maybe I say libertarian circles, because that's most of what I see on Twitter, but I think people are too quick to say demonic. That's demonic. That's demonic behavior. Like that calendar, the conservative.
Oh, that was, I didn't even calendar. Talk about that, because it was so stupid.
People are like, oh, Josie, she's being demonic in her kitchen holding a pie. It's like, what are you talking about?
It's also like, who gives a damn? I mean, honestly, these women, okay, they're conservative. They're not allowed to stand there. Hers was the most conservative of all. She's like, you know, there are the chicks in bikinis out there. Whatever, man. Whatever. Would you prefer that, you know, the people buying the calendar go out and buy hardcore gay pornography? Is that better? I don't know. What are you complaining about?
I get where they're coming from. Like, I don't. If you're buying a calendar, so if you're purporting to be a Christian and you are buying a calendar of other women, I mean, technically that would be, you know, you're sinning against God by doing that against your marriage.
How?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you sinning against your marriage? You're not committing adultery. Looking at what
you are. So you can't
look at other women at a beach.
Adultery is the act of even looking. You've committed adultery.
Okay. Well, then every man on the face of the planet is guilty of adultery at all times.
Yes.
That's why it's stupid.
That's true. That's why. I mean, we can get into a lesson on Christianity. That's why.
No, thank you.
That's why the only way to God is through forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ. But anyway,
I've got other ways to God. By the way, hit me up. I will take $50. PayPal me. I'll take you there. By the way,
leave that at your own risk. But what else is in the news? There was something else I was going to talk about.
Odie, I will say this. God punished me for whatever reason last night. This is an old man thing. I was sitting in bed. I coughed, sitting in bed, leaning forward. I swear to God, I gave myself a hernia. Like, it's unbelievable. It's right above like the pelvis right there. So clearly God hates me.
Well,
I saw this. What calendar do I buy?
The opposite of the other of that calendar. I don't know what that is, but getting old, it's strange. It's really weird. Like, I've had my left hand, my thumb
disappear.
I don't know what I did to it. Just from holding my phone, or now when I lift, like anytime I'm like holding onto a weight, it gets worse. And I'm like, I don't want to stop working out. I mean, that's bad for my health, but my thumb's never going to get better. So what am I supposed to do? I don't know.
I have the same thing. I swear to God, it's from scrolling on the phone. It's from holding the phone, probably. Which is odd because I'm right-handed, but left-handed is how I use the phone.
Yeah. And I don't really, if anything, you'll think it'd be my pinky because I hold my phone like an idiot, like with a weight on my pinky, but that doesn't hurt. It's my stupid thumb, I guess, from like going back and forth.
Wiggling. Yeah, you're wiggling it down, man. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, on to Epstein. We don't have all day.
On Epstein, what are your thoughts on the release? Personally, I'm underwhelmed. I mean, everybody kind of knew Bill Clinton was going to be mentioned a bunch of times. There's nothing direct other than hearsay about him liking young girls, which everyone would probably say. Yes, of course, Bill Clinton would say something like that. But the most surprising part, and it leads into my first meme, was the stuff about Stephen Hawking. Like,
it was that real? The midget stuff?
I don't know.
I thought that was made up. I don't know. I haven't read all the documents. I wasn't sure if the Hawking stuff was.
No, neither. Right. It's ridiculously long. But he was. I think it's real that he was there on the island. Right.
Oh, I believe that
part is real.
But I believe that completely.
I'll start it out with the first meme here. Picture of Stephen Hawking. may he rest in peace. You know, he has passed away, so let's be respectful here. With him looking all Stephen Hawking-like, you can picture it in your mind if you're not watching the video on Rumble or YouTube.
He always looks so condescending because he's looking down all the time.
It's the Babylon Bee. Liberals praise Jeffrey Epstein for not discriminating against the disabled. So, you know, say what you will about old Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile that he is. He brought Stephen Hawking along as well.
Well, good for him. The rumor, by the way, we're talking about is there was some documents, supposed documents shared that said that Stephen Hawking, he liked to get his rocks off by having midgets, scantily clad or naked midgets, solve equations on a blackboard as he looked up for them from his wheelchair. I don't believe it. I think it's a joke, but I hope it's true. I hope it gets soap.
But did you say the part that the equations are too high on the chalkboard?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, they can't reach the equations. They can't. It's obviously a joke, but I hope it's true. I've never hoped anything is more true in my life.
Whoever thought of that joke, hopefully is writing somewhere for something to make, you know, I mean, because that's hilarious. I mean,
yeah. Well, they probably would have a lot more luck writing for shows if you were allowed to make fun of disabled people. All right. So here's the one I saw. This is pretty funny. From News That Matters. It says Colorado Supreme Court votes to remove Bill Clinton from Epstein client list. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, so I mean, apparently, at this point, it wouldn't surprise me. But I think the interesting thing about the whole Bill Clinton angle is, you know, you'll see those news videos where they go around to the different news stations and they all say the exact same thing. That's what they did with this Bill Clinton thing. They said, well, his name appeared, even before they said his name appeared 50 times, they said, well, there was no proof of any wrongdoing, but his name did appear 50 times in the documents, just like reading off a script.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, exactly.
This could be something. If that is true, Aristocrat King Yeti says, midget was code for kids. Well, that would be messed up.
I mean, I like to lean into the fact that he wanted them to be midgets. Like, he wasn't a pedophile. He was just a weirdo. I'm sure there's a lot of people that weren't actually pedophiles. They were just weirdos. I'm sure many other things happened on that island other than kid rape.
Probably. So, Stephen Hawking, what's the deal with that guy? He had ALS, right? That's what led to him being in that chair. Why did he survive and everyone else who gets ALS dies? Like, what's happening there? What am I missing? I'm pretty sure that's...
Are you sure he didn't have cerebral palsy?
That's why we... I'm pretty sure. That's why we need a fact check. That's why we
have the internet. Hold on. Okay. On this show. Let's see. So, what's his name? Steve Harvey? No, just kidding.
Steve Harvey ALS.
Why is Steve Harvey... Let me Google. Why is Steve Harvey still alive? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. This is one day ago from The Independent. Pedophile Jeffrey Epstein offered a reward to disclaim Stephen Hawking took part in orgy. Offered a reward to disprove the claims. Wow.
Oh, I did see
That's so funny. All right, so wait, let's see. What did he die of? Stephen Hawking disease was... Yeah, you're right. ALS. Yeah, I don't know why.
Somebody explain that to me. Like, why is nobody questioning why he lived for decades with ALS?
Mind over matter.
Does that mean they could keep everyone alive with ALS? Just you would just be in a chair like that? I don't know.
No, maybe it's his super brain. You know, like they talk about how I remember reading a study in Japan where they had people lift weights with their little finger and had people just think about lifting weights with their finger. And the people who just thought about it actually had more muscle gain in their finger. So maybe he's just thinking the whole time, I'll be fine. And, you know, you can keep yourself alive for a long time doing that. This is why if I ever think I have cancer, I'm not going to the doctor. I'm just going to be like, I'm fine.
I think there's not a lot to that, but I think there is something to that. I mean, the placebo effect is it's a real thing. That's why they call it the placebo effect, because it's actually something that happens. But like with cancer, our bodies are always having like abnormal cells and little, you know, cancerous things happening. And yeah, sure. Sometimes they catch on and you get some kind of terrible cancer, but probably sometimes what also happens is you go to the doctor and they catch some sort of little cancer that might've gone away and then you get chemo and then you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Your body might've fought off, but I do think there's something to the theory that Stephen Hawking, like let's say theoretically, we're getting way off track here, but let's say theoretically Stephen Hawking is using more of his brain power, right? He has this ultra IQ. If he is using different portions of his brain, maybe he has the capability to fight that disease a little bit better than other people because his brain is telling his body to function in a different way to fight it.
Maybe he's operating in that parallel universe that's hiding my bills from me and hiding your whatever your tire things. I don't know.
My God, my freaking tire wheel locks. All right, here's the one. This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, but and we'll get back to Epstein in a minute. Yeah, people who trust the government and the government. The people who trust the government. It's a picture of a beautiful lady just taking part. Looks like the rain's coming down and she's nude taking part in that rain shower. And then it's got a picture of the government and it's just a guy pissing over a fence. And she has no idea that she's just being peed on.
That was like that episode of Home Improvement. Remember Home Improvement, the show? You know, Tim Allen was out in his yard and the guy Wilson was over there. Remember the one when they showed, you know, water coming over the fence and Wilson said it was from his hose and flipped over. That didn't happen.
Clearly from urine. Yeah. All right, back to Epstein. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been disappointed for sure. But at the same time, we'll see. More stuff is getting released. There's more documents coming out. People have to pour through the documents. I mean, it's a letdown. It's a letdown for sure. We're not seeing a little black book and like distinct, hey, this is the client. This is what they did. This is when I gave it to the Mossad. But yeah, it's more than nothing, I guess.
Well, Megyn Kelly came out and she teased at there being more coming within the next year. And even tease the fact, I mean, I don't know what this means, but we might hear directly from Jeffrey Epstein on some of this stuff. I mean, does that mean there's videos? Does that mean he's still alive? I mean, I would lean more towards it being in some sort of video format than him actually being alive. But
I could see that, right? You think about Jeffrey Epstein. He's like, all right, don't worry. I'm going to record this. It's kind of like the old thing where people would put their evidence in an envelope and they're like, if anything happens to me, this envelope gets mailed to the Times tomorrow morning. Maybe Epstein's got a whole cache of videos, which he recorded, you know, saying what happened. And
I wouldn't be surprised if there is something like that. And it does implicate a bunch of politicians if they wait until after the November election to release it. Because that's what they would do.
Of course.
But anyway, back to speaking of elections, a libertarian was recently elected leader of his country.
Yeah, baby.
Javier Milei. And I don't know if this was the day that he was sworn in or soon after, but there's a picture of him just making out with his, he's not married, so I guess it's his girlfriend.
No, it's not. I don't think it's his girlfriend, dude.
It's some other lady? Really?
I think it's just a dancer performer on the, like, I was watching the video. It's not his girlfriend. His girlfriend isn't going to go out on stage with her ass cheeks cut out of her dress. It is a performer on stage, maybe a pop singer or something, who just turned around and started making out with him. And he was like, huh? All right. Just leaned into it. Because that's what, he's bringing sexy to libertarianism and showing that freeing people of all this nonsense, saving your country, returning the power to people, returning their power to buy and live is the sexiest thing out there. And this chick knows it.
Yeah, she couldn't. She just couldn't contain herself. And I mean,
they were making out for a while, like 25 seconds. It was a long kiss.
It says on the top of it, when you cut 5,000 government jobs, but you're still hungry for more. I don't know, man. I mean, people will talk about, you know, how he has his loyalties to Israel and, you know, different, I think he's making strategic alignments to be on the U.S., the good side of the United States, which is not good. I mean, that's not a good thing for him, but you have to think about it in the perspective of this. He's obviously wants to stay on the United States good side. He doesn't want to be killed or, you know, overthrown in some way. And also, he's not the president of the United States. He's the president of Argentina. So he's going to do the best thing for them. And yeah, you can criticize him for that, sure. But he's also doing some really good things by really slashing government jobs. Yeah. So yeah,
are we going to pretend, by the way, are we going to pretend if he was the president of the United States, that we'd be complaining loudly about his allegiance to Israel? If he did all the things he did there, if he did here, honestly, I'd still be upset a little bit about him, but I'd be like, thank God. Awesome. Yeah. Amazing. This is fantastic. Like, give me a break. We have infinitely worse things happening here all the time in every way. He's amazing. And you're right. His best move is definitely to stay on the good side of the CIA, lest he get a bullet in the brain.
Yeah. Well, and you have libertarians saying because of that, well, he's not a real libertarian then. This is all terrible. It's a joke.
Yeah. All right, my last meme here, this ties into how Harvard, my last episode, I talked about how Harvard and our elite universities have lost their luster, how nobody believes a thing that comes out of them anymore. Neither should they. And here you go. Harvard professor says you should only eat 6 French fries per serving. And I liked it because some guy underneath says succinctly, shut the fuck up, nerd. And I think that's where we're at as a society. And that's where we need to be as a society. Shut the fuck up, nerd. That's it. We're not listening to any of your Harvard bullshit. We're not listening to your garbage anymore. We're not going to eat bugs. We're going to keep eating meat. We're not going to believe any of it. Shut the fuck up, nerds. That's 2024. That's the catchphrase of 2024.
Yeah, I want that on a t-shirt. That's amazing. So good. Yeah, but that's what Trump is to an extent. Shut the fuck up, nerd. Like, he didn't do that. He put the nerd in charge of the country. So,
and destroyed that
was his,
it. Yes.
His rhetoric was shut up, nerd, but his reality was putting the nerd in charge, which didn't work out too well.
It did not.
Speaking of Donald Trump, these transitions today's are just amazing. Like, we should have a class on transitioning during podcasting, not your gender.
Not yet.
Because that would be bad. But speaking of elections and Trump, so this is kind of hard to read. I'm kind of realizing now, but if you can see on the screen, you got the real picture of Donald Trump that was posted from a couple days ago at some sort of event. And he looks old. You know, he looks like Donald Trump, old, wrinkles on his face, sun damage to his skin. And then on the right, it looks like Nick Nolte almost, like the amount of Photoshop work. And he looks like 25, 30 years younger. He looks better than he did when he was 25, 30 years younger. Doesn't even look like him. And then the irony is at the top, this, I don't know who this person is.
Ziggy Flicker?
Ziggy Flicker. I guess that's one of the women standing behind.
She had a debutante ball or something like that. Who the fuck? He's
talking about, like, you know, it's our president defending the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. Huge problem Insta seems to have a huge problem with the truth, in quotes. It's getting out and people are waking up to the false narrative and selective editing of the left over a picture that was selectively edited.
Of course.
That's hilarious.
Of course. Well, I guarantee it wasn't that they intentionally did Trump's face. I'm sure they did, because it's four Instagram influencer chicks in that picture. I guarantee they did the full face smoothing, whatever you call it.
Oh yeah. That's face a good
tuning.
Point.
I'm sure they face tuned the whole thing and Donald Trump just got wrapped up in it. There was a buddy of mine who, we had a picture of us at a golf tournament and he posted the picture of us and I was like, what did you do? Because he face tuned it and I'm in there. I'm craggy looking, right? I'm old. I don't look that old, but I'm craggy enough. I got bags under my eyes and wrinkles in my head. I was smooth as silk. I look like a Botox testicle, man. I was like smooth as hell. And I was like, never.
It's an old Dave Chappelle joke.
It is, exactly.
Botox them balls. Yeah.
Smooth as eggs. So I was like, never do that again. I don't want people thinking I did this and I'm not sharing this picture. Delete it. So I can't blame Trump for that.
You can't blame Trump for it. But yeah, just the irony of selective editing. You're going to edit this whole picture. But yeah, you're probably right. The girl that did this probably was not even thinking about editing Trump's face. It was just all about what she always does to every picture she posts, because she's posting a picture that looks nothing like herself. But
exactly, man. All right. Anything else?
That's all I got, man. It's been a crazy week. So.
Me too. Me too. Well, happy memeing. I got to do my comedy show tonight. I got to write some material for that. Maybe nap. I look horrible. I look terrible. Well, good
happy
for the people,
memes.
Though.
Subscribe on YouTube, on Rumble, on the podcasting apps, wherever you're listening, just subscribe so you actually get the freaking episode and can enjoy the memeing fun. So we'll see you next week. Later.
Amen.